Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call
563-999-3560.
That's
563-999-3560.
And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
My daddy had a friend that had a big house, and he ended up putting a pool in the backyard of his house. And he had three big Great Dane dogs that were running around the yard in the pool area. And me and my brothers were swimming in the pool, and the dogs were jumping in the pool behind us. And they would be swimming around waiting on us to come up for air, and then they would be pouncing on top of us. I mean, this dog was like a giant horse. And he would dive in the pool right after us. And when you came up to get air, he would pounce on you. And every time they were on top of us, it was a situation where either we had to get away or we had to drown. So we had some good times at that pool.
It's all the way down.
And then the waitress came, and she had all these little shot glasses that were all different colors, and she asked us if we wanted some shots. And I said, sure we do. So I bought about 10 shots, and the waitress put them on our table, and I told the girl, I said, hey, sweetheart, taste this shot and tell me what you think. And she took it, and she took it straight to the head. I mean, she just turned it up. And she said, oh, that one was good. And I said, well, go ahead, take another one. And we had all these different shots in these colored glasses. And she just took shot after shot after shot after shot. She took about 7 shots. And afterwards, she said, whoa, I'm getting a little dizzy. it was 12 guys online, and I got 12 bricks, and I handed each brother a brick. And then I got a piece of string, and I tied it to the brick. And then I made them pull their pants down, and I tied the end of the string to their penis. And then I blindfolded each brother so that they couldn't see what was going on. And I stood them at the edge of my stairs, and I told them, okay, on the count of three, I want you to drop the brick. But they're thinking that when they drop the brick, the string is going to pull their penis off. And they were like, no, big brother, we don't want to drop the brick. So I gave them to the count of three, and then we said, drop the brick. And they dropped the brick.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is Gene Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome to Friday's radio show, day after Thanksgiving, and welcome to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm Gene Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to talk about NFL football. Let's talk about Thursday night football. Thanksgiving Day football. All right, Thursday's football, Thanksgiving football. Let's see, we started off the day with the Buffalo Bills playing the Detroit Lions, and Buffalo won the game 28-25. But those that bet on Detroit also won the game because Detroit got 10 points in the sports book. So Buffalo didn't win by more than 10 points. So Detroit, if you bet on Detroit to win the game, you actually won when it comes down to the sports book. So congratulations to the people that bet on Detroit to win with the 10-point bonus. And congratulations to the people that bet on Baltimore head up. Buffalo head up. So that was game one on Thursday, Thanksgiving Day football. And then the second game was the Dallas Cowboys playing the New York Giants. And I don't know. Who won that game, DJ?
The Cowboys beat the Giants 28-20.
Oh, the Cowboys beat the Giants 28-20. Oh man. Okay. Well, I bet on the Giants to win, so that's a loss for G Money. So I'm 1-1 coming on Thursday night football. I'm 1-1. So let's go to game three. Game three on Monday night. On Thanksgiving night, who played in game three, DJ? Oh, I think it was the Pittsburgh Steelers playing against the Cincinnati Bengals.
And not even close.
Not even close. Okay.
Not
all
even
right. Who played
it's the Minnesota Vikings beat the New England Patriots 33-26. You bet on
Minnesota
Vikings and under.
And the over.
And it was
Vikings and under.
And it was Vikings and over. Yeah, you bet on Vikings and under, and it was Vikings and over.
Oh, they scored more points between the two of them than I thought was possible. All right. Well, I still won the game because I bet on Vikings to win. So I'm 2-1 on Thursday, on Thanksgiving Thursday night. So now we have to see what happens this weekend with Sunday and Monday night football. So I'm 2-1 going into the weekend. So that's G Money, NFL Sports Report. So DJ Papa D, let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. And I walked around, and I saw Eddie Murphy. He was sitting with about 10 or 15 playmates. And I heard him say to the girls he was a playboy. And I walked up, and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you were a playboy. You ain't no playboy. Ain't nobody heard about no women chasing you down after you leave the TV set, the movie set. Ain't nobody run you down after you did a stand-up comedy routine in the comedy club. Come on now. So I told them if they wanted to be with a real playboy, they need to check me out. I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and I'm the playboy extraordinaire. I can put it down, girls, but you need to come check me out. We were doing a fundraiser at the Playboy Club in South Las Vegas on the Strip. They had Eddie Murphy, Snoop Dogg, Cat Williams, and then I closed the show. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp guy. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. And I walked around and I saw Eddie Murphy. He was sitting with about 10 or 15 playmates. Come on now. And I heard him say to the girls he was a playboy. And I said, I know I didn't hear you say you were a playboy. Come on now. Ain't nobody heard about no women chasing you down after you leave the TV set, the movie set. Come on now. Ain't nobody run you down after you did a stand-up comedy routine in the comedy club. Come on now. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money, the pimp guy. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. I walked by Snoop Dogg, and I heard him say he was a pimp. And I walked up, and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you're a pimp. You're married, and you got four kids. And your wife would kick your butt if she found you messing around with all these playmates. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp guy. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. playmate, and I heard him say he was a pimp. And I walked up and I said, I know, I didn't hear you say you're a pimp. You're too short to be a pimp. They got women that have breasts bigger than you. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp down. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. So I told them if they wanted to be with a real playboy, they need to check me out. I'm G Money. Come on now. You want to see what a real pimp? You want to be with a real pimp? You need to come with me. I'm G Money. I'm 6'1", 220 pounds of man. They can get their groove on with me, baby. I can take you there. Oh, yeah, I can do it like that. And when I walked out with five playmates. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp got me. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. You wanna see what a real pimp? You wanna be with a real pimp? You need to come with me. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp got me. I sound good. I look good. I'm 6'1". Come on now. 220 pounds of man. They can get their groove on with me, baby. Oh, yeah. I can do it like that. You need to check me out. You know, you need to come with G Money if I can take you there. And I'm the playboy extraordinaire. I can put it down, girl. Okay, so I'm drinking beer during the game. After that, well, I was feeling no pain. I was feeling really good. Plus the fact that I hadn't been to sleep in 2 days because I did this, I chaperoned the prom, and then I went to the Lakers game, and we finished the Lakers game about 10 o'clock at night. So by the time we finished drinking, it was almost midnight. And I jumped in my vet, and I went down to the freeway, and I jumped on the freeway, and I'm driving home. And I closed my eyes, and I thought to myself, wow, that feels really good. I need to be home in my bed sleeping. And I went to sleep behind the wheel.
We have a store, gmoney.com, where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we have in the contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, order the comedy album, so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to the day after Thanksgiving Friday, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And I have a joke for you. There was a man and a woman sitting on the bus, and the woman was reading the Bible. And the man said, "Excuse me, ma'am, but do you believe everything that is written in that book?" And she said, "Yes, sir, it's the Word of God." And he said, "Well, I don't know about everything in that book, especially the story about the whale that ate the man. Do you believe that?" And she said, "Yes, I do. And when I get to heaven, I'll ask him. But when you get down to the other end, then you can ask him if it's true or not." I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. I can make him laugh. I make them laugh all night long. There was a man that went into a bar, and he was complaining that he came home and caught his wife in bed with his best friend. And he told the bartender he needed a real serious drink. And the bartender fixed him a triple shot of vodka on the rocks. And while the man was drinking the drink, he was crying in his drink. And the bartender said, "Well, tell me what happened." And the man said he went home and he caught his wife in bed with his best friend. And the bartender said, "Okay, and what did you do with your wife?" He said, "I walked over to her. I pointed my fingers in her face. And I told her to get up and get dressed and pack all of her stuff and get out of my house, and I don't ever want to see her again." And the bartender said, "Yeah, well, that's good. What about your best friend?" He said, "I looked at my best friend in the eye, straight in the eye, and I put my fingers in his face, and I said, 'Bad dog.'" I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, there was a bunch of soldiers that were in boot camp, and they had gone on a 5-mile hike, and then they came back to the boot camp, and they were shooting their guns at the shooting range, and then they had to climb a 10-foot block brick wall, and then they had to crawl underground under live ammunition. And when they finished the morning training in the boot camp, they went to lunch, and they lined up at the mess hall, and they got a bowl of soup for lunch. So they all sat down, and they ate their bowl of soup. And when they finished their soup, They walked to the kitchen and gave their bowls to the soldiers that were doing KP in the kitchen. And the soldiers washed the dishes. And then the soldiers in the kitchen grabbed a 50-pound pot of soup and took it to the back door. And the colonel was coming in the back door and asked him, "Soldier, somebody get me a spoon." And then one of the soldiers walked over to the drawer and pulled out a soup spoon and gave it to the colonel. And the colonel stuck the spoon in the liquid, and he put it in his mouth, and he spit it out. He said, "Oh, that's an awful tasting soup. I've never tasted anything that tastes that bad before in my life. That's awful. What do you call that soup, soldier?" And together they said, "Dishwater, sir." I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. Well, there was a man that was riding a horse going across country, and his horse stepped in a hole and broke his leg. So the man had to shoot his horse to put him out of his misery. And then he took his saddle off of the horse, and he carried it all the way across the county till he came to a farm. And he went into the farm, or a ranch, and he found the rancher and told him he wanted to buy a horse. And the rancher said, "I only have one horse, but he no look so good." And the cowboy said, "Well, let me see the horse and let me decide if he looks good or not." And the rancher said, "Okay." So he took him to the barn where the horse was, and he said, "See? That's the horse, but he no look so good." And the cowboy looked and said, "Well, he don't look bad. You just need to brush him and clean him up a little bit." So the rancher took a brush and he brushed the horse down real good, got his mane all brushed real good, and brushed his tail so his tail was all straight and clean. And then the man said, "All right, put my saddle on the horse, and I'll ride him out of here. So how much do you want for your horse? Do you want $1,000? And the rancher said, "No, that's too much." He said, "Do you want $500? And the rancher said, "No, that's too much." He said, "Well, do you want $1,000? And the rancher said, "No, that's too much." He said, "Well, do you want $100? And the rancher said, "No, that's still too much." And the man said, "What, you want $50? And the rancher said, "Yeah, I'll take $50 for the horse." And he said, "All right." And he said, "Put my saddle on the horse, and I'll ride him out of here into town." And so the rancher put the saddle on the horse, and the man paid him $50. And then he got on the horse, and he started riding the horse off to the ranch. And the horse ran into the fence and threw the cowboy off of the horse. And the cowboy jumped up and said, "Oh, man, this rancher sold me a blind horse. He couldn't even see the fence. And he ran into the fence and threw me off of the horse." He said, "I'm taking him back and getting my money back." So he took him back to the ranch, and he took him to the rancher, and he said, "I want my money back. You sold me a blind horse." And he said, "I didn't sell you a blind horse. I told you he no look so good." I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. If you don't know, now you know. Okay, DJ, let's play a song for the listening audience. Let's play play something by Mystical. Yeah. Play Mystical song. And then we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
You know, when I was in high school, I used to date this girl named Desiree, and I'd go and sit on her front porch with her, and I would visit. I would ride my motorcycle over to her house, and I had a Yamaha 100. So it wasn't a big bike, but it was bigger than a regular mini bike. It was a big motorcycle. It was the 100 style motorcycle. And I'd park in front of her house, and I'd sit on the front porch and talk to her all the time. But because I was dark-skinned, her mama wouldn't let me in the house because she told her daughter I was too dark for her to be dating because her family was Creole. They were from Louisiana, so they didn't really mix too good with dark-skinned people.
My room, you got my face, take out you all of my life. Watch out, man.
you're eating one of the tacos. So what did they give me? How many tacos did they give me? Did they give me six tacos? Well, they charged me for six, because they should have been $5.16. They want to charge me $1.70. Did they give me my soda? How much was the soda? The soda was like $2.19. And I got french fries and I got a drink, right? $5.02.19 is $7.19. So they should have given me $3 and a whole bunch of change, because you gave them $11. Yeah, something like that. I didn't count it. You had wrapped it up. Oh, three soft tacos extra. That's good. Okay. Well, he must have looked back here and saw I was a handsome black guy.
And we looked up, and the blood had gone all the way to the top of the arena.
Big Mouth Productions and G-House Media presents.
I hate being wet. In fact, I get mad when I gotta take a shower.
The one you've been waiting for.
And when we finish with the front side, I'll turn you over and do the back.
G-Money, the teacher from the streets.
And I was like, a DUI? How did I get a DUI?
G-Money, the pimp comic.
I like crack. Boy, crack is the shit.
You don't want to sleep on this one.
I had been drinking, so I was feeling no pain, and I was driving.
G-Money, the pimp comic and teacher from the streets, coming soon to a liquor store near you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, yes, Las Vegas, let's talk NFL football. Time to get your horses up, put your money up. This year, we're going for the win. We got 16 weeks. So follow along with G and see if G Money is going to be able to pick a winner. Every week, I'm going to be in it to win it.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Look at Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is G's Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to the day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday, a shopper's delight. And welcome to Gregory's Story. All right, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a joke. There was a man stranded on a desert island, and a woman swam up to the island and dropped her oxygen tank off at the shore. And she walked over to him, and she said, "When was the last time you had a cigarette?" And he said, 11 years ago. And she went into her wetsuit, unzipped the pocket on her sleeve,
and pulled out a pack of Camel cigarettes. She put a cigarette in her mouth, and then she lit it, and then she passed it to the man, and he smoked it with pleasure. And then she said, "So when was the last time you had an alcoholic drink?" And he said, 11 years ago. And she went in her other sleeve and unzipped the pocket on her other sleeve and pulled out an alcohol flask and gave it to the man. And he unscrewed the top and took two big swigs and said, "Boy, that's some good stuff there." And then she smiled and she said, "So when was the last time you played around?" And he said, 11 years ago. And she unzipped her bodysuit and she got all the way down to her belly button. And he said, "Oh my God, don't tell me you got a set of golf clubs in there." I'm G Money, the Pimp Tommy. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, DJ, I think it's time for us to play a story, the story that I recorded for the listening audience. So let's try to play the story. And my listeners are getting ready for the story. They're putting their head back and they're putting their feet up. And they're relaxing with something to drink and some chips or some nuts to chew on while they listen to my story. And I'm sure it'll be educational. It'll be entertaining. And it'll be inspirational. So, DJ, play the story that I recorded for the listening audience. And we'll be back with more of the show in a minute.
You know, when I was living in Los Angeles, I was dating this girl, and she had a pretty big family. And one day, their father came over to the house, and I was introduced to him. And her father, Mr. Dennis, started telling me about his business. He was in the swap meet business. And I thought it was rather interesting, and I thought that was a good idea. I liked his thinking. So I was like, "Well, I want to learn more about the business." So he told me that I could go to work with him, and I could actually see how the business works firsthand. So I said, "Okay, that sounds good." So I came around. And we loaded up in his truck, which he had a lot of stuff in that truck. It was like a bunch of junk to me, but it was stuff that he was taking to the swap meet to sell. So we went to the swap meet, and we went to a lot of different swap meets during the week, and we were planning on going to some swap meets on the weekend, too. But we were going to the swap meets during the week. And I went to a swap meet in Paramount. And I went to one in Downey. I went to one in Long Beach. And I was just going with him to different swap meets every day. And he would go there and he would set up a booth. And he would sell his products. Now, he had a bunch of old stuff that I thought was just trash. I thought it was garbage. But he was saying, everybody wants to buy used merchandise because they can use it secondhand and it would be all right. And I hadn't thought about that, But I guess if it fits in your decor, then it's all right. So we would go to the swap meet, and he had rented a booth, and the booth was just a parking space that had a number on it. And he would sign up for his parking spot, and he showed me the number, and I would walk around the swap meet until I found that spot. And then he would drive his truck in, and we would unload all the products in that parking spot. And he would put up a folding table and put up a rack that he could hang clothes on, and we would unload the sofas and unload the reclining chairs and unload the sofa chairs, and we put all of that in this parking spot. And we would sit and wait for customers to come to our spot. Well, as long as I was there, I would learn a lot about the swap meet business because I could see people coming up and they were asking questions. I mean, people were actually interested in buying that stuff. And I was like, wow. And he was selling everything. Everything had to go. He was a great salesman. And at the end of the day, anything that we didn't sell, we would load back up in the back of his truck. And we would drive it to the next swap meet the next day. So 5 days a week, we were going to different swap meets to sell our products. It was a lot of fun, and I really got to understand the swap meet business. And he had told me that he would be interested in setting up his own swap meet. He didn't want to just rent a spot any longer. He wanted to have his own swap meet, which means he needed his own parking lot, and he wanted all of his parking spaces so that he could rent spots out to people. And I thought that was a good idea. So I went around and tried to find the parking lot that would be available for us to use. And I looked at a couple of college campuses that had big parking lots for their student body. And I was like, oh, that's nice. And I saw some parking lots that were in a shopping center. And I was thinking, hey, this is a nice spot. And I went to a lot of different areas looking for a parking spot or a parking lot that we could use to set up our own swap meet. So I went and I looked at different places and I found a spot available at the college in Carson, Cal State Dominguez Hills University. I went and talked to the parking lot attendant, and they told me that for a couple of dollars, I could rent the parking lot. So I said, okay. And I went back to my friend, Mr. Dennis, and I said, I got a parking lot for us to set up so we could have our own swap meet. Well, he said he wanted to do used products only. He didn't want to do no new products. And I didn't really understand what the difference was. If you got a swap meet, you can sell anything. But he wanted to just have a swap meet to sell used products because he said it would be a better sale if everybody was coming to buy used products. And so I said, okay, well, I understand that, but we have this spot now, so let's do this spot and see how this works. So he called some of his vendor friends, and they brought products to sell, except a lot of them had new products. We set up this swap meet at Cal State Dominguez Hills University at the college in the parking lot. And we set it up, and we charged all the vendors to pay us to use, to rent a spot. So we got the money from all of the vendors that came in to sell merchandise at our swap meet. And we had like 200 parking spaces, but we didn't get 200 people. We got like maybe 110 customers to come in and rent a spot. But that was good because that was like $20 a customer. So, I don't know, $20 times 100 people, yeah, that's about, what, $2,000? Not bad for a day's work of not doing anything but setting up the spots for everybody to come and set up their own little individual booths and sell their merchandise. So it was pretty good for a day's work. I enjoyed that very much. And I watched him while he had set up his own personal booth. And he was selling the merchandise that he had brought in his truck. And he was selling all of his used merchandise. He had sofas. He had lounge chairs. He had tables. And he had clothes, men, women, and children's clothes. He had dishes and pots and pans. Oh, he had a little of everything. And everything sold. He got rid of everything. So he made a few hundred dollars just on selling the merchandise that he had. So we had a good day. I was really happy to learn about the swap meet business. So you can always negotiate your sale. And that's what I learned, some valuable lessons about being in business from my friend, Mr. Dennis. So thank you, Mr. Dennis. May you rest in peace.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Y'all ready for this?
Not even a little bit. Nothing like an idiot. Get it? those lyrics that take place. If you want another reason why it must be funky, yo, I am not a jackass, meaning not a donkey. So I will play the game like it should be played. Drop the funk and do the mix so the face will never fade. Ship it to the system in your jurisdiction. Brothers say you're broke and the others say I'm bitching. No crowd can avoid the D-O to the C. One of P-E-O-R-4-I-M-I-N-D on the stage. See the simple fact is I am dope and known. I rock a funky beat without a chord. So in this my conclusion, you will enjoy the fusion. And I will ascend with the style that I am using. Knowing that it's a cop, and it's not a buff. I think I'll let it play cause players say it's funky enough. Funky hip-hop music, so check it. Listen to the kick, popping with a click. And with no rehearsals, I'm popping funky verses. Stupid with the veterans, I think that you are relying on. You love it when it battles, is the fact that I am buying on. Suckers, never come close to the knowing. There's no stuff in the docks when I am going. But in the event, someone would try to do this. Stop him in his tracks, show him that I am ruthless. I don't give a damn, don't think that I am joking. Cause I don't think he is funny when you're messing with my money. And people tell me this. So you gotta stop him, but with no frills. So I just stop him, continue with the rhyme. And make sure I get mine with no static. Cause it's open, I send G to get my nine. But lessons have been learned, now I get it all in fun. And let it play when the people say, Trey, yo, you're a funky enough. To the sea. I need a break so I can check around. See who the hell that is sitting down. I want all chairs off the floor. And if he stands to the wall, show him the door. And I'll kick in the beat to give you something to rock to. I don't not stop to not to look at the clock. You perceive, but can't believe you're being taken. Why be so cool you start shaking and shivering? Cause I'm delivering the answer. Haven't seen if you're a hell of a dancer. You try sitting but it's work, cause the beat is so rough, so tell me, tell it, don't be funky enough.
Album is coming and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. All right, ladies and gentlemen, yes, Las Vegas, let's talk NFL football. Time to get your horses up, put your money up. This year, we're going for the win. We got 16 weeks, so follow along with G and see if G Money is going to be able to pick a winner. Every week, I'm going to be in it to win it.
We'll be right back.
listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, this is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show, Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. So, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to play a song for you. DJ Papa D, play Looking Down. Looking down from the top of the hill. Looking down from my house on the hill. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
I'm looking down from the hill. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down from the hill. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on the strip. I'm looking down on the strip in Las Vegas. I'm looking down on the strip. I'm looking down on the strip in Las Vegas. I'm looking down on the Las Vegas Valley. I'm looking down on the lake in Las Vegas. I'm looking down on the Las Vegas Valley. The lights are beautiful. They look real good. I'm looking down off of Henderson. I'm looking down on the lake in Henderson. I'm looking down off of Henderson. The lights are beautiful. They look real good. I'm looking down on Summerlin. And their lights looking bright on Summerlin. I'm looking down on Summerlin. The lights are beautiful. They look real good. I'm looking at Red Rock from my house on the hill. I'm looking at Red Rock. I'm looking at Red Rock from my house on the hill. The lights are beautiful. I'm looking down in North Las Vegas. I'm looking down from the hill. I'm looking down in North Las Vegas. The lights are beautiful. They look real good. I'm looking down on the speedway in Northtown. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down to the Speedway in Northtown. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on the Vegas Valley. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on the Las Vegas Valley. The lights are beautiful, they look real good. I'm looking down on the Henderson City. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on Boulder Station. I'm looking down from my house on the hill. I'm looking down on Red Rock and the lights on Red Rock, they're glowing so fine. I'm looking down on Red Rock. The lights are beautiful, they look real good. I'm looking down from my mansion on the hill, that's right. I'm looking down over Las Vegas Valley. I'm looking down from my kingdom on the hill. The lights are beautiful, they look real good. I'm looking down on the Las Vegas Valley. I'm looking down on the Strip. I'm looking down off of Henderson. I'm looking down on Summerlin. I'm looking at Red Rock from my house on the hill. I'm looking down in North Las Vegas. I'm looking down on the Speedway in Northtown. I'm looking down on the Vegas Valley. I'm looking down on Boulder Station. I'm looking down from my mansion on the hill. I'm looking down from my kingdom on the hill. The lights are beautiful, they look real good.
I'm G-Money, the pimp camera. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me?
See, in the neighborhood, we had a white boy. His name was Billy, and Billy was an only child, and he lived with his mother and his grandmother, and they bought him every toy that was imaginable. His dad played in the major leagues. He was a baseball player, but he never saw his daddy. His daddy did never come and visit him or stay with him or anything. So Billy's house was a good house to go play at because he had all of the toys. And all we had to do was go down there and go in his yard or go in his bedroom, and he would pull out all kind of toys. But Billy would get out there and run with us, but Billy was fat. We called him Fat Boy Billy. And he would run, but he was real fat, so he would get caught a lot of times.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to what I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Friday's radio show, to Black Friday, the shopper's delight, the day after Thanksgiving. And I hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving and they celebrated with good dinners with their family and friends. And now it's shopping day. It's time to get out there and spend some money. So, I'm G Money, and the clock on the wall says that's all. So it's time for me to shut it down. Time for me to get out the air chair and go somewhere. I got people to see and places to go, don't you know? Because I got to visit everybody that had Thanksgiving dinners, because I know I'm getting some leftovers. So I want to say happy holidays to everybody. And I'll see you on Monday when Monday rolls around. But before I go, I want to acknowledge all the birthdays that we're celebrating in the month of November, especially the last days of the month of November. Today is the 27th, and I'm talking about the people that are born on the end of the month of November, the Scorpions at the end of the month, and the Sagittarians at the beginning of the month. It's celebration time for all of the people that are born at the end of November. So I want to say, DJ Papa D, do we have any friends, fans, or followers of the radio show that are celebrating their birthdays today, the 27th of November, Black Friday?
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, here are the birthdays for today. November 25th, 2022, Black Friday. Happy birthday to Sharon Thomas with her red and white. Happy birthday to Sharon Johnson, also sporting her red and white. Happy birthday to Carol Bennett in her pink and green. Happy birthday to Chandra Nunn Clemens. Can't see what she's wearing. Happy birthday to Jackson Gersh. Happy birthday, Mr. Gersh. Happy birthday to Kathy Chavis. Happy birthday to Clarence Seven Wynn. Happy birthday to Michelle Robinson, 63 years young. And happy birthday, and last but not least, happy birthday, Smith. And that's it for birthdays on November 25th, Black Friday, 2022.
Well, all right. For everybody celebrating their birthday today on November 27th, 2022. And I want you to go with the grace of God and the blessings of our Lord and Savior. And may you have a happy holiday season until the end of the year, because we got Christmas coming up next, and that's a big day for the kids, because I believe in Santa Claus. I don't know if they do, but I still believe in the fat white man with the beard and the jolly red suit. I believe in him and all the good things that he can bring me. I'm wishing on a star every day that I'm praying. I'm saying, please let Santa Claus be good to me this year so that I can get some good greetings from my friends and my family so they recognize that I've been good all year. So until tomorrow, I want to say, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to all of you that celebrating your birthday today and every day after. May you bring happiness all of your friends all around the world. Amen. And with that I say, Let us pray. I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus, since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together. And we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us.
on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at
BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com.
Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.
Money, and I'm here to say I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. They shot me now, kick five all day. I'm D-Money, number one on the mic. Got diamonds on my fingers, the kind that you like. Got my name on my hat and my name on my shoes. Step master of the blue spot, blue stepping crew. I'm D-Money, used to live in the park, getting high with my homeboy in the park after dark. The camp was a lot, and in the desert first, the camp blew up like a battlefield nerd. I'm D-Money, and I'm blowing up the spot. Got all of my homeboys smoking up all my pot. All of my ladies singing, ready or not. All my lyrics, big, nasty, and hot. I'm hot like a blazing fire, burning up the planet. Double date with Chrissy and her roommate Janet. All of my women cooking home cooked meals. My skin is shiny like a black seal. I'm the money, ladies love my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood, they love my smile. I'm running through the city and I'm walking for a mile. Don't call me on the phone unless you call my dial. I'm the money, it's a family affair. I'm hanging with the homies and we go everywhere. They say I'm so fly, they call me Savoy Fair. Girls in my neighborhood, Prince braid my hair. I'm the money, and I'm swinging on a swing. Like a gangster on the run, I'm like a street king. I'm the money, and I want the world to know I'm an OG gangster with the old school flow. Old school flow, old school flow, old school flow, old school flow. I'm the money, and I want the world to know I'm a straight OG with the old school flow. Old school flow, old school flow. I'm the money, and I'm here to say I rap on a microphone like back in the day. Came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now, 6-5 all day. I'm G Bunny, the pimp come. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go tell somebody. Heard me?